A concert by the Jackson Symphony honoring Leonard Bernstein, but without any of his music on it? I spoke to the music director of the JSO, Dr. Matthew Alban, about this.
For this second concert of the season with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, your overall goal for the season was in honor of Leonard Bernstein, and this was more about the young people's concerts that he had. How?
So one could recreate a young people's concert, but my thought was, rather than do that, Bernstein had created 53 different programs. So I thought, you know, I wonder if we could take four themes from the young people's concerts and find works that represented those themes. So the first one is Capriccio Español, what is orchestration? Second piece, Bernstein did, I think, something like 9 young performers concerts where he featured different soloists, conductors, and composers. That's when I got this idea to collaborate with my friend who's a violist, Mitsuru Kubo, from New York City, and also Jeremy Krosmer, the composer from Michigan.
For this piece, this concertino showpiece for viola and strings, right. It's called Masks. Now, let's walk through the process of what you gave Jeremy, or did you just say carte blanche, do what you want? How did that process go?
Sure. Basically, I told him I wanted something between 15 and 20 minutes long. I told him some of the qualities of Mitsuru's playing that I really like. I think she's beautiful, low register, for instance. And she also has a background in rock music. She like was a viola in a rock band, and so she can kind of shred if need be. So I gave him a little bit of that, and then I just said, you know, as far as the instrumentation goes, here's the biggest piece on the program. I prefer not to add anything to that. But, you know, he had to be sensitive to balancing the viola, which is this instrument that is kind of in the middle range and right in a way that it would still project over the orchestra.
Also on Dr. Aubin and the Jackson Symphony's Saturday evening concert is this piece called Blue Cathedral from the Pulitzer-winning composer Jennifer Higdon.
It's a beautiful work. I think it's kind of a fun fact to know that when you rent the music, you also get the Chinese health balls, which are used at the end of the piece. And that's one of the reasons I programmed it, is unusual instruments in the orchestra. So we have these Chinese health balls. We have the wine glasses, prepared piano. So there's some different sounds. But this is the point I want to make. We put our rental order in probably at the end of the summer, and the publisher said they had rented so many sets out that they could print us a new set of parts, but they wouldn't have the balls. Like, I had to actually buy them because you know how many sets they have? They have something like 25 or 26 sets. That's how often this piece is being performed right now. Pretty nuts. It's a great statement to like how popular and how much a part of the repertoire of Blue Cathedral has become in a short time.
And to close the concert, another bit of Americana, which also, the Jackson Symphony, you've already given away a pair of tickets because somebody recognized what the music was.
That's right. You know, I think you probably are close to it, to my age. You're maybe a little younger, but you probably remember those beef commercials, right? With Hoedown, Bernstein celebrated Copeland twice, on his 60th birthday and on his 70th birthday, as part of the young people's concerts. So, and they had a very tight bond, so it made sense to put Copeland's music with this program.
Copeland's Rodeo closes this Saturday night's concert at the Potter Center with Dr. Matthew Alban and the Jackson Symphony. Tickets and more info at jacksonsymphony.org. For WKAR News, I'm Jamie Paisley.